Well, this morning we have a couple of guests joining us in studio. We're going to talk about the Atlantic Lions Club Pancake Supper coming up. A few new twists to that here this year. It's coming up this evening here in Atlantic at the Cass County Community Center. Greg Schuler and Jim Nordskog join us here this morning to talk about that event. Thanks for coming in.
Yep. Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it. I'm not sure who to turn to first, but the Pancake Supper has been going on, Greg, for a long time. You guys have had a lot of success with that.
Yep. It's been good to us.
Been real good. How long have you been a member of the Lions Club?
I've been about 7 years, though.
Why'd you join?
Oh, it's just a good organization. It's, you know, it's a good service. Do a lot of good for the people around Atlantic. And
meet some folks that way, too.
Yeah.
Maybe get to know some folks a little better through some of the side-to-side work that you do different times of the year.
That's right.
Jim, what about you? Why did you join?
Greg forced me in.
Really? That explains those handcuff marks on your wrists there.
People ask about those, but that's all there is to it. Yeah.
How long have you been involved?
About 3 years now.
About 3 years. What's the best thing you've been able to do through Lions Club?
Actually, the thing I like the most is when we go out and check the kids' eyes, and then we actually find some of them that need to go in and have their eyes checked to get glasses. That's probably the best thing, I guess, so far. You know, the pancake breakfast or supper is close, but you know, that's probably the best thing so far.
The equipment that's been purchased, and I think if I remember right, that's a joint venture with a few other Lions clubs around the area, but that's really become an important and really vital program around the area.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all kids are supposed to be screened before they go into kindergarten, so.
Yeah, and you don't have to talk very long with a Lions Club member before they start talking about some of the individual success stories that they've seen by identifying some issues early on.
Yeah, we've had several of them.
Yeah, excellent. Very good. And, of course, to be able to do those types of programs, you got to have fundraisers and things to be able to do some stuff. Now, I know this particular fundraiser, the Pancake Supper coming up here this evening, the money has already been pledged to an organization that's been working hard to on a project to help everybody out here in the area. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, the money's going to the Nishna Valley Trails. Well, actually, it's going to be running right behind your building here when they get it all completed.
Keeping our fingers crossed.
So we're going to help build the bridge, and it should be a good deal. So.
Why'd you guys choose that organization to help out?
Well, we've known Dave Chase for a lot of years, I guess, and it seems like a good project to help out with, so.
He asked, made a presentation. You guys agreed, huh?
That's right.
Excellent. Well, it's just that simple. Well, let's talk about the Pancake Supper itself. It's coming up tonight at the Cass County Community Center. What are the hours?
From 4:30 to 7.
Okay. Now, folks have been coming to the Pancake Supper for a good long time, but you did a little tweaking to it this year.
Yeah, it's going to be on a donation basis, so just whatever you feel you want to give, and that's we're hoping to maybe pick up a little more that way, so.
Yeah, in the past, you've always had ticket sales.
Yep.
And a specific price. In this particular instance, just a free will donation type of thing. I know it's always a little bit risky, and especially when you do something like that the first time where you make a change and think, the entry fee is nothing if you don't want to pay. But some people tend to be pretty generous, especially if it's a cause that they're concerned about.
Yeah. Yeah, we thought I'd give it a try once, and if it don't work, we wish it had, but...
Well, do you have any goals set at all? I don't know how you do with this normally, and it's hard to talk numbers because it can fluctuate with a lot of different things. It's, you know, getting on planting time, and weather can be an issue and stuff too sometimes, and all the activities going on in the spring. But I know the Lions Club has been very generous about donating to a lot of different things. This is a large project that you'll be donating to this time. I think they're talking somewhere in the neighborhood of like $550,000 in total is needed to get to that point where they can do that work. If I remember correctly, I know they're over $300,000 that they've raised so far. So this could be a real help in getting them closer.
Yeah, hopefully it helps them out good. So.
And if everybody comes out and supports. So will you guys be working then, Jim? Will you be working that night?
I'm forced to work again all day.
Yeah, he's got a rough. So.
Yeah, they do take the handcuffs off first, though.
Just before the doorway.
Oh, yeah. I got you.
Yeah, that's it.
Don't want people getting the wrong impression at all.
Now, the other thing that we were going to try as well tonight at the supper is we're going to have some of the members bring baked goods, and we're going to sell the baked goods as well, see if that'll, you know, get more people to spend some money. So
what are you making?
I put my list in so the wife can hopefully, Vicky can come up with something for me, you know, because I'm so busy, you know, doing other things, you know.
Whatever they put together at the grocery store.
That's right. That's right.
So are you guys, are Lions Club members then individually bringing baked goods then? Is that how that's going to
yes.
work?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, so is everybody required to bring something?
I don't know if they're required. They're just asked.
Encouraged.
Yeah, yeah, last night at the meeting they were asked to. So.
Yeah, yeah. So there'll be a good variety of things then, too?
Yep, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. All right. So, and those items, will they be free will offerings then as well for that?
Yes.
Okay. So it's all a free will. Whatever you want to do is completely up to you.
Exactly.
Who's doing the pancakes?
Chris Cakes.
Okay. So it'll be the usual stuff, the variety of toppings and...
Yep. Yeah, it should be good.
Table full of toppings.
That's right.
What it amounts to. I know folks seem to enjoy that. Nice thing is it's kind of a family event that way, too. Kids like pancakes. Right. They don't care what time of the day it is.
Yeah, with this rain out here, there's no excuse for not coming out. So.
<That's> well, we sure hope. We sure hope. Again, that's what time again tonight?
From 4:30 to 7.
4:30 to 7. That's at the Cass County Community Center. So make sure you bring the family, bring the friends, and come on out with everybody tonight and enjoy and... Not just have a good meal, but help out a good cause that way, too. What other projects you guys got coming up? Anything else you're working on down the road?
Well, nothing we've really set up, you know, with eyeglasses and stuff like that, hearing aids. That's always, and then we've got some tests. We got to run over to Anita and Walnut for little kids and stuff. So.
Do the eye tests again. Yep. And you mentioned glasses. You guys still collect glasses?
Yep. So if anybody's got something to give away, we're sure welcome.
How do folks do that? Are there donation points at different places? How do they get those to where they need to be?
Senior Citizen Center or just look out for somebody, a Lions Club member.
Okay. If I can ask, because I've been asked before, and I'm not sure what the answer to the question is, but, you know, sometimes people discard old glasses for different reasons. They might have a crack in them or something. They might have, you know, other issues and whatever. In what shape do they need to be to make the donation?
As long as the frames are good, that's basically what they use, actually.
Okay, so you can always replace the lenses and things and make them right for individuals. It's just a matter of getting some of that stuff, that starter equipment in their hands, I guess.
That's right.
Okay, very good. All right, well, guys, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it very much.
And, well, thank you.
Hope a lot of folks come out to the Pancake Supper tonight. Again, that's 4:30 to 7, Cass County Community Center. Free will donation this year, so what's it worth? It's entirely up to you when you walk in the door.
That's right.
Check out the bake sale as well. Greg, Jim, again, appreciate it. Good luck tonight.
Yep, thank you.